Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know when people tell you to look at labels? Oh, read the labels and you'll know if that food is healthy for you or not. And you look at the labels and you don't really know what you're looking at. What's saturated fat, trans fat, calories? Do calories matter? They used to say calories in, calories out. Is that still the case? When it says sugars, carbohydrates, are those two different things? When it says the different kinds of fats, proteins, fiber, different kinds of fiber, it can be very confusing reading a label. My guest is going to clear it up for us today in just 10 minutes. Dr. Felicia Stoller is a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in disease prevention, wellness, and healthful living. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. Hit it. Start the label at the top and tell us what's in them.
Oh my gosh, well, you know, it's such a great topic that we're having today, that we're going to be discussing today, because I actually went to the grocery store with a patient last night with a really severe eating disorder, and it was just, she was just blown away by the experience. That's all I can say. She's been reading labels wrong all these years, and so it's really amazing. Like, you know, when you go to the produce aisle, fruits and vegetables don't necessarily have labels on it, right? So we know that those are decent to have. So we can start with that, right? You're not getting nutrition facts panels.
Yeah, eat as much as you can.
What was
that? That's right. Eat as much as you can. Eat as much as you can without a label. So
that we know. If you can. But you know, then when you go to the nutrition facts panel, you know, start with the category. Like, for example, we were looking at bars, right? Like granola bars, whatever kind of bars, you know. When you look at it, it's like, well, what is it that you're eating and why are you eating it? So I said to this girl last night, I said, let's take a few that you like and let's literally, like, flip them over and let's look at the labels. And you tell me where your eye goes. And I'll tell you where most people's eyes go. They usually go to the word sugar. And the reason it is because we've demonized the word sugar. So most people, A, don't even know what that means in terms of sugar versus carbohydrate, number one. Number two, they don't know how many grams of carbohydrate they need to eat in a day. And as I said to this girl, you're not diabetic. You don't have to give yourself insulin. Why are you making yourself crazy? Where does my eye go when I'm looking at a food? I go to the top line. I look at the calories. I'm going to compare the calories for a few products. It could be bread. Let me use bread as another example. I go and I look at, I know the serving size is usually one slice. Sometimes it's two slices. You have to look and see how it's written out on the label. Then I'm going to look at the calories. The next thing I go to, my eye jumps right down to fiber, right? Because when I'm buying bread, I'm buying it for fiber content. So I want to know which one has the least amount of calories with the most amount of grams of fiber in it. I don't necessarily look at grams of carbohydrates. I actually never look at grams of carbohydrates. I'm only looking at fiber. For many people and for certain foods, then your eye should go to fats, right? What are total fats? What are the saturated fats? Why do we look at saturated fats? Saturated fats are highly correlated with heart disease. However, we do know that there is a difference between saturated fats from animal foods and saturated fats from plant foods. Those are not broken down on the food label. So therefore, you know, certain foods maybe do or don't have fat in them. So a food that might have fat in it would be pretzels. Let's just give that as an example, right? If you're going to get a brand of pretzels, pretzels generally don't have to have fat in them. So they're all going to be fat-free. So there's not going to be saturated fat. They're almost all fat-free. So that's not something to be looking at. If you're looking at dairy products, for example, if you're getting a skim or a fat-free, or, you know, it's going to be, there's going to be no saturated fat. There's going to be no fat in the product. If I'm getting a whole milk, right, or I'm getting a 2% or a 1%, there's not only going to be fat, but there's going to be saturated fat.
Okay, so when we're looking at the label, as you say, you know, starting at the top with the serving size, maybe servings
right.
per container, then we're looking our eyes at the calories, seeing how many it is, kind of then rolling down to the fat, which usually would come next, trans
right.
fats being
correct.
Something you're just not seeing that much anymore. But then we have cholesterol and sodium. You know,
right.
you've discussed carbohydrates a little, but what
right.
about cholesterol and sodium? Does that differ then from the fats, the cholesterol?
It does, but so the thing is with cholesterol is that cholesterol is only found in animal-sourced foods. So, for example, there are different marketing terms that become very popular at different points in time. So in the late 80s, it was like cholesterol-free food, right? So things that were just all plant-based were marketed as cholesterol-free. I mean, technically, potato chips are cholesterol-free, right? Lay's potato chips, cholesterol-free, right? They're potatoes, oil, and salt. That's it. Three ingredients. So looking at cholesterol is fine, but consuming cholesterol is not necessarily what's going to raise your cholesterol, right? So I say you can look at it, you see it there, but personally, my eye just does not even jump to that. Sodium is important for people that have hypertension, for people that are sodium sensitive, that possibly retain water. But I will tell you that in summertime, I work with a lot of athletes, it's very hot out, and we talk about actually increasing their sodium intake so that they can retain more fluids when they're doing their sports. So,
absolutely.
Again,
great point, Dr. Stoller, because this is the American College of Sports Medicine's radio show, Train Your Body. And sodium is not a bad thing in the summer when you
right.
are sweating. If you're out there playing hard and playing a sport, it's okay to have a little sodium so you can retain some of that water so you do not get dehydrated. Very important. Now, what about the nutrient listing on the labels, and I want to make sure we have time to get to the different kinds of fiber, soluble and unsoluble. So first, the nutrients. You know,
yeah.
we see vitamin A, C, calcium, iron. What are we looking for?
So, for example, what you're seeing is you're seeing vitamin A, you see vitamin C, calcium, and iron listed, right? So what you're seeing is a percentage. So it's a percent of daily values. I do find it's very difficult for people, and I do know that these are going to be changing. So as far as the percentages, so something like orange juice, right, is going to have a high amount of vitamin C in it because it should, right? That's a good source of vitamin C, whereas something like milk is going to be higher in calcium. And so different foods are going to have different percentages, but the challenge is it's based upon 2,000 calories or 2,500 calorie diets. Now, I'm a little person. I don't eat more than 1,600 or 1,800 calories. So for me, I'm not looking at those as a point of reference. They are there as information. However, I have to say that for the most part, I just look at them. I don't necessarily say to people, you need to be writing that down and making sure that you're keeping track of that.
Well, and it's listed on a lot of labels, Dr. Stoller.
It is, and I don't know. I don't know the origin of what got picked to put on food labels and why. I just do know that I do find them, and as somebody who teaches food labels to people, I just find there's so much information, and it's incredibly confusing for people. So, looking at grams versus percentages, again, as I just said, most people, like most adult women, don't need to eat 2,000 calories a day.
Labels become
very inaccurate for them.
And they, you know, when they give you the percent daily values based on that 2,000 calorie diet, they say, well, you don't want more than 65 grams of total fat and saturated, not more than 20. And, you know, those, as you say, could change over the times. Now, in just the short time that we have left, fiber. When we see fiber on there, are all fibers created equal?
So there's soluble and insoluble fibers unlabeled, and so they're not all the same, but usually most foods, it may just only have total grams of fiber. So what happens is insoluble fibers are those fibers that our bodies cannot digest and break down. We don't have the enzymes to break down. So, for example,
30 seconds, Dr. Stoller.
What was that?
30 seconds.
Oh, anyway, I just would recommend that people look for total grams of fiber, that they want to have foods that have at least 3 to 4 grams of fiber per serving if they can. The typical American diet does not have adequate fiber. We want to be having at least 25 grams per day at a minimum of fiber. So grain foods, fruits and vegetables have fiber in them. Things like pasta can also be an excellent source of fiber as well.
So reading your labels, it was a great lesson today. Listen to the show again, share it with your friends, and learn to read those labels so that we all eat healthier. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body and Radio MD. Stay well.